This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. 30 verses, 30 days, day 3. Today I want to talk to you about verse number 260 from Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this particular verse, He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam had said, Oh my Lord, show me how you bring the dead back to life. قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. Allah responded back to Ibrahim alayhi salam saying, Do you not believe in me, O Ibrahim? Why are you asking me to show you how you bring the dead back to life? Do you not truly believe in me? قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى. He said, Definitely, O my Lord, I believe in you. But I just want my heart to be tranquil. I just want my heart to have more peace. I just want my heart to have more certainty and more surety. Now, let's take a deeper look at this verse. Now, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Ibrahim alayhi salam to a way with which he can learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the dead back to life. And that's in the rest of the verse. I'm not going to talk about that today. What I want to talk to you about is just these words and the train of thought that Ibrahim alayhi salam has over here and how that can affect the way we deal with others within our lives as well. Ibrahim is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the universe, the one who created you, the one who created me, the one who will bring all of us back to life on the day of judgment, and the one who will take all of our lives as well within this world as well. He's asking him to verify his identity in one way or another. How is that? Well, among the signs that a Lord is truly a Lord is that he's all capable, and among those capabilities is that he's able to bring a dead back to life. So he's saying to Allah, O Allah, O Lord, show me how you bring the dead back to life, i.e. give me a proof for your Lordship, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, Allah responds back to Ibrahim and he says, قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ. Do you not believe in me, O Ibrahim? Ibrahim says, actually, I believe in you, O Allah, but I want my heart to have more surety, more certainty. I want to be even more certain of the fact that you're my Lord, more certain than I already am. So from this, what can we take? That when we deal with other people, if they ask us to verify one of our claims, this doesn't mean they're belying us. This simply means they wish to be even more sure. Ibrahim wasn't denying Allah. Ibrahim wasn't belying Allah. The way we know he wasn't doing that is because in the very question that he proposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that very question he starts by saying, Rabbi, O my Lord. So he's establishing lordship for Allah. Then he's saying, but you know what, because I'm a human being and I have weakness and I wish to become even stronger in my faith, O Allah, I want to see a sign. أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. So when someone comes to you and asks you to verify your identity, they have the right to do that. When someone comes to you and asks you, or me as well, to verify a claim that we've made, they have a right to do that. When someone comes to us and asks us to verify something we've said about ourselves, what do we work as? Do we have this job or that job? Do we make this much money or that much money? Do we have this degree or that degree? Do we weigh this much or whatever? If they need that information and that is something that is important to them, well, they do have a right to verification, because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he didn't hold back from asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now again, this doesn't mean he didn't believe in Allah. This simply means what Ibrahim alayhi salam himself said it means. And that is that he wanted his heart to have more sincerity, more comfort, more tranquility. And he wanted to have his heart at a point where it is feeling absolute certainty. You see, even if a person is certain, there's different levels of certainty. Okay? So a person could be simply the first level of certainty, what they call is ilmul yaqeen. This is what they call ilmul yaqeen. Now the terminology and the nomenclature is not important. The concept is more important. The concept is this, that one could be just theoretically certain. That's the first level. The second level is that a person could actually be certain in that they see the object that they are so certain about. The third level is that they actually experience that particular experience that they used to be certain about either theoretically or by observation. So let me give you an example. You've heard of a lake within that city, okay? So for example, you've heard of a lake called Lake Ontario. Now, you've finally gotten to Toronto and now you're in the vicinity and now you can actually observe and see that lake. But even now, you're not as sure about this lake as the person who ends up going into its water and starts swimming and he's now submerged within Lake Ontario. So now there's a different level of certainty between the person who simply heard that there's a lake called Lake Ontario and a person who saw a lake called Lake Ontario and a person who actually went inside and felt it and he's now absolutely certain. That doesn't mean the first person was belying that there is a lake that exists called Lake Ontario. That just means that the person was not as sure as the one who's swimming inside of it, of course. So when Ibrahim is asking, he's asking for a greater level of certainty. When people ask you to verify, that doesn't mean they're belying you. That simply means they want to be even more sure than they used to be sure. Okay, so take the verification or the request for verification from other people in a positive way. Don't consider it an attempt to belie you, just consider it an attempt to be even more sure than they already are sure. Take everything people say in a positive way. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ